Before we dive into this episode, I have an exciting offer for you. You know that my passion is simplifying formulation for all hairstylists. Right now, my best-selling masterclass, Hair Color Formulation Simplified, is on sale for only $47. To get yours now, simply go to my website, www.expertcolorsolutions.com/simple. Hello, hey, and welcome to Ask the Color Expert. My name is Elaine Travis. I am a career hair colorist, independent educator, and author of the book, A Colorful Journey. I'm here every week sharing tips, tricks, and stories that are all things hair color. Thanks for joining me, and let's get started. The Ask the Color Expert podcast is proudly sponsored by Kin North America. Kin is available directly to salons with no middleman, and they pass that savings on to you. They carry color, retail, and texture products, and they're all developed and manufactured in their factory in Spain. After more than 90 years in business, Kin is still owned by the founding family. They are passionate about being the very best they can be. For more information on Kin, contact Gary at kinnorthamerica.com. If you follow me, you know that I do not work for any manufacturer, but I do love to share things that I love using in my own salon in Pennsylvania. We are proud users of the Kin color. We get excellent gray coverage and excellent support. Hello, and welcome back to the Ask the Color Expert podcast. Today's episode, I will be sharing the 10 top most common mistakes that happen in hair color. So I could not possibly start a top 10 list about hair color without making number one, gray coverage. I hear a lot of people talk about the gray not covering, calling it resistant, you know, pulling out all of the stops and all of the urban myths of gray coverage, including pre-softening with developer, which is a total myth. Developer is acidic. It doesn't do anything to help the hair accept color any more than if you did not do it. Instead, you want to use the power of the alkalinity in the actual color. So you can put direct color straight out of the tube or bottle onto the hair first with no developer. Let it sit for a few minutes, then apply your formula afterwards, and that will definitely make a difference on how the hair accepts the gray coverage. Number two, things didn't turn out light enough, and there's many reasons why that happened. Most being that we were taught in beauty school that whatever level you want it to get to, you simply pulled that number level of tube or bottle of color and used that. But what they didn't take into consideration when they taught us that is where the client was coming from. There's going to be a big difference in getting someone from a level 3 to a level 7 versus getting someone from a level 3 to a level 4. So use the power of your color versus getting into, you know, using 40 volume and following all the old school instructions. Number three, too warm and brassy. That's always the number one complaint. It happens because there's so much natural warmth that lives in most people's hair. That's just the way that we were born. That's the way we're designed. There's something called pheomelanin that is present in the hair. And when you disturb the natural pigment using permanent hair color, you expose that warmth in the hair. So from levels 4 all the way up to level 9, there is warmth in the hair. Depending on which level you reach is what type of warmth, whether it be, you know, orange, yellow, orange, gold, or palest yellow. But there's always going to be warmth when you are lifting hair, period. Number 4, muddy and overtoned glazes. So what has happened in the last few years is because of the trend of Elsa Blonde and everything cool and not, people not wanting to see any warmth at all, the manufacturers have jumped on the bandwagon and have made the glazes, the shades in the cool family, so cool that you end up going too far and create a very muddy and dark result. So in order to keep your blondes bright, you want to utilize both clear in your mixture as well as a little bit of warmth to keep that brightness. Number five, banding an uneven color. And believe it or not, most times banding is caused by you, the colorist. It's in your application. You had no intentions of overlapping and you don't think you overlapped, but most of us, when we're using a brush, tend to be aggressive about the way that we apply the color, and we kind of swipe and smear versus tapping the color in with a brush. So when you swipe and smear a level five enough times, creeping it into zone two, a level five can quickly become a level four because it's overlap of color over and over and over again. So application is key. Number six, damaged and over porous hair. So what happens is, you know, we were taught in beauty school, put the color on the regrowth, and then the last few minutes, add a little bit of shampoo or some water to your mixture and bring it through to the ends. I prefer to use a demi acidic deposit only color to refresh my mids and ends always. I don't think I've ever, unless it's a virgin head of hair getting color for the first time, I don't think I've ever used permanent color to refresh the ends. All you're looking for is deposit. You don't need any lift in most cases. So why use an alkaline color that's going to go in there and try to lift when all you're looking for is refreshing deposit? So recommending treatments to your client, keeping their hair as healthy as possible by not running permanent color through the mids and ends. Number seven, hot roots, especially on gray. On clients who have gray and want a red result is usually the most common area that we see hot roots. The reason for that is a lot of us think, and because we were taught in beauty school, we think that hair color works like paint. So we think that when we reach for, you know, if somebody wants to be a level six red brown, we simply just use 6RB. But 6RB by itself is not designed to cover the gray that's at that regrowth. So it becomes super bright because the gray is becoming exactly the color that you think it is, but the brown is going to behave differently. So the brown is going to get bright and orange, the gray is going to be more pinky, and that leads to a hot root look. And if you've ever done a hot root, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm proud to say in 36 years behind the chair, I've only had it happen once. And once you have it once, you get your education and you find out why it happened and you never do it again. So I've never had that happen again. Number eight, fading too fast. It can be a number of things. Fast fading can be due to porosity issues from being a little bit too aggressive with your lightening process. But once the hair has been compromised, you can prevent fading by making sure that you use the proper products and use a porosity spray. You can simply add it into your client's hair before applying the color, and it fills in all of those holes and pits in the hair where you would get an uneven result and also prevent it from fading. Number nine, glazes that don't last long enough. So this is a controversial subject. I've heard all different theories. It is said that Redken Shades EQ is supposed to last one shampoo for every minute that you leave it on the hair. I don't think that's true. I think that the issue is this trend of glazing on soaking wet hair. So the client's laying back at the sink, they've just been shampooed, and you squirt the glaze all over the hair, which I, in my personal opinion, I call that lazy glazing. I think it's important to bring the client back to the chair. Number one, to show them that they're getting an additional service so that when they get the bill, they understand that they had an additional service and it wasn't just a conditioning treatment. Number two, dry hair is going to hold on to that color and you're gonna have more longevity. The other thing is a lot of demi color has both oxidative and direct dyes. So a lot of times it's the direct dye showing up in the hair. You know, for instance, it starts to look blue or purple, whatever the base of the color is, and we panic and we race to the sink and shampoo it only to see that it's still very yellow or gold and we should have left it on longer. So you want to formulate so that you can leave the color on the hair the full 20 minutes to process to get the best result. So that is really the main reason for fast fading of your glazes. And last but not least, number 10, having a dark hairline. Have you ever had your client pull her hair back and it looks like she's wearing a hairband, but she doesn't wear a hairband? It's the color of her hair. So again, this goes back to not only the sweeping, swiping, overlapping of a level five turning into a four. Women of a certain age, when you get towards menopause, the area around your hairline becomes estrogen hair, and it's very absorbent, very thin, and kind of frazzly, and it soaks in the color. So tip for that is formulate one level lighter around the hairline. And another tip is start your application in the back of the head and leave the hairline for last. A lot of us start in the front because we say, my client's so gray in the front and she sees it grow in so quickly. But if you're going to start in the front, please formulate one level lighter. Sometimes one level lighter and warmer helps, but at least one level lighter. So I hope these tips were helpful. If you're looking for more hair color education, please reach out www.expertcolorsolutions.com. I have a book, A Colorful Journey, that is available in both ebook and paperback version. I have several online virtual workshops as well as a comprehensive color mastery virtual workshop called Hair Color Secrets Insider. So reach out if you're ready to get to the next level in color. I am right here waiting for you. See you on the next one. Thank you for listening to the Ask the Color Expert podcast. Please subscribe and be sure to leave a review. For more information on hair color education, please visit my website, www.expertcolorsolutions.com. See you soon.